Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Brad Roy, of the 6th Legislative District in Crawford County. Representative Roy, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, there's ominous news in Harrisburg in that the governor is calling for limitations on state spending. It turns out that revenues aren't quite flowing in the way we expected. What's going on here? What are some of the specifics about this crisis facing state government?
During the first 6 months of the fiscal year, revenue is coming in at about $487 million less than anticipated. So the money's not coming in that we thought would come in. So cuts are going to be necessary.
And what kind of cuts are the governor asking for?
Virtually everything that's in the general fund budget, there's hundreds of line items. Virtually all of them are being cut, anywhere from 1%. A lot of them are being cut 3%, 5%, 10%, things of that nature.
To put it in perspective, what does this mean when you look at the entire budget pie?
It sounds like a lot of money, but it's really less than 1% of the general fund budget is in the process of being cut right now. And really, if you look at the entire operating budget of Pennsylvania, the general fund is just one budget out of several budgets. It's probably more like 0.5% of the total money that Pennsylvania spends. And it's just a reality that we're not the federal government. We're not going to spend money that we don't have.
And when you look at what happened with last year's budget, there was a little bit of surplus money left at the end of the budget process, and people were calling for using every cent of that. So it looks like it was a good thing that the legislature exercised a little restraint.
Yeah, in the previous fiscal year, revenue actually came in several hundred million dollars higher than anticipated. A lot of people wanted us to spend all that money in this new fiscal year that we're in now, and a bunch of us fought against that, and I'm glad we did, because if we would have spent all that money, we'd be in a lot of trouble right now.
And of course, speaking of budgets, it's about that time when the new year comes around that we start looking at what's going to be happening in the coming year. I understand that there are some important dates coming up, especially in terms of the governor announcing what he intends for the coming year.
Yeah, on February 7th, the governor is going to present his budget proposal before a joint session of the House and Senate. And I anticipate what he's going to do is he's probably going to propose another lean budget. Last year, we cut about $1 billion out of the general fund budget. And with revenue coming in so poorly, I don't anticipate the budget going up. I would expect the budget's probably going to be lower than last year's or the same as last year, but I certainly don't anticipate an increase.
And when do House members start taking a real hard look at these numbers?
Right after the budget address, the Appropriations Committee conducts about 2 weeks worth of appropriation hearings. And all the different state departments and agencies, basically everything that's state-funded, testifies before the Appropriations Committee regarding what their funding needs are for the next year. Then after that process is done, all the other members of the House start to review the numbers as well.
And what's your hope in terms of getting a plan out there and completed?
Well, last year we passed the first on-time budget in several years, and I anticipate we'll pass an on-time budget again this year without a tax increase. So I would say the budget will be done by the end of June like it's supposed to be.
Sounds like good news for Pennsylvania. Representative Roy, thanks for this report to your constituents. And tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Brad Roy.